95.1 FM. In studio, I have a young lady that we're going to be talking about various things that are going on. But before we do that, a special edition of 15 with the Author will air today due to the Labor Day holiday. The phrase, live long and prosper, may have originated as a Vulcan greeting by Spock on the original Star Trek TV show. But Terry Knight's guest today, Dan Buettner, is the expert on living longer and prospering with good health and happiness. Dan is out with his latest book, The Blue Zones of Happiness, revealing the secrets of the world's happiest places. He discusses the three strands of happiness. Dan will also be appearing September 24th at the Northfield Middle School. He's being hosted by Northfield Shares. The talk is free, but you need to register. Go to northfieldshares.org to register. All one word, northfieldshares.org to register. Well, it just registered to me that my guest is seated and ready to rock and roll here this morning. And the whole week is dedicated to the defeat of Jesse James Day celebration on the Wayne Eddy Affair. And I have a woman by the name of Bridget Helcock on air. She is one of our board members, right?
Correct.
And welcome to KYMN.
Thank you, Wayne.
Now, how long have you been with the defeat of Jesse James Days?
Sandy Vesledal got me into the committee in 2005.
13 years. Wow. Time flies.
It really has.
Now, you're the official photographer.
Correct.
Now, was Bob Eddy the photographer when you first joined?
I believe when I joined, there wasn't anyone doing that position. I think Bob Eddy had moved. I have had the chance to meet him since then. And I believe he's in town this week.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we can run into him again.
So did you join the committee to be the photographer, or did you join to be part of the celebration?
Well, Sandy approached me with a need for photography because she was putting some things together for an anniversary and realized that there weren't a lot of photographs around. And since I did photography, she was like, hey, here's the perfect mix. I hate to admit this, but when I moved to town from Mankato, I thought Defeated Jesse James Days was just the parade and the beer garden.
Yeah.
But now I know differently. There's so many moving pieces and so many fun events.
Now, I don't know what you're doing today. Are you a totally professional photographer now?
I have the wonderful privilege of working at First National Bank as a universal banker, as well as my photography business. I'm trying to do both full-time, and I have a son who started his senior year of high school today.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's been busy. I believe we finished school shopping after picking him up from the state fair last night about 10 p.m.
Okay, a little tired. Well, I knew you were a banker when I first met you. Mm-hmm. You were a banker. And then being the photographer is to try to be at every event over the weekend and get pictures for prosperity, but a lot of them, of course, for a presentation in the annual banquet in November for the Defeated Jesse James Days Committee and their spouses. And my wife is the chairwoman of the ambassador program, and I know that she needs your services a lot, all the time. And the both of you have something similar in that she takes the ambassadors to all the events all weekend long, and you're going to every event all the time, and you got your phone, you have your phone with you, and you'll get a call, and people say, hey, this person is here, or this is happening. What's that like? When do you start going to work on photography?
With the photography aspect of it, it doesn't really stop. It's much like our planning. You know, we have a celebration this week, and then next week we'll start planning for next year. So we have events throughout the year that aren't necessarily part of celebration, but they do play a part. Like when we present the donated funds to give Cancer the Boot to our Cancer Infusion Center and the Breast Care Center, I'll go along and take pictures of that. And if we go to South Dakota again and to the Black Hills Rodeo, I'll go and take pictures of that because it's part of our group, part of our family. it's anytime there's an event, or and if any of our raiders go to an event here in town, like maybe a grand opening, or we're asked to do a special bank raid reenactment, I'll take pictures of that as well. I kind of like to think of myself as a little bit of a historian, you know, preserving our celebration one year at a time, getting pictures of people enjoying our festivities. I do have some people that I take pictures of every year. It's an annual thing. Here's your family photo for your Christmas card, or part of their Christmas card. So it's fun to see everybody through the years. I do enjoy seeing our past ambassador candidates as they grow and mature through the years and go on and do fun, amazing things. It's great to catch up. Some of our committee members that may have moved away, it's fun to see them come back and just reminisce, and we just pick up right where we left off.
You know, speaking about families and things like that, one of the things I noticed about your photography most recently was in August, last month, for the coronation. And I was looking at the pictures that you had taken, and I said to Julie, I said, wow, these are great pictures. I mean, it's right at the moment. I mean, it's the wow, the young lady with their mouth open, or their hand to their mouth and her eyes wide. And I was thinking, wow. How does she do that? She says, well, Bridget is right down in the center in front and follows the person that has the crown to be laid in somebody's head. So is that a hard thing to do, to get that exact moment that they put it on the head?
It is a little tough. I guess I enjoy the challenge. I enjoy seeing the reaction, because they realize the opportunity and privilege that they have for the next year. I mean, it'd be great if they could all receive that honor. Mm-hmm. But I hope the ones that didn't quite get accepted this year, I hope that they come back next year, just because it's a great opportunity and they grow so much. And it's fun to get to know them, too.
Yeah. I like the part where we ask past ambassadors to take the stage. And, you know, I have to admit, I don't remember some, because they've grown and they're now elder. They're women, you know, even in their 40s. And my wife knows everyone. She can name them all up there. And I'm going, what the, who's that? Oh, yeah. Well, Wayne, you did this and that when we were in St. Louis Park. Remember, it rained and she was. So it's hard to keep track of them for me, but keep track of them for the Defeated Jesse James Day's historical picture books. You do a really nice job in that regard.
Thank you.
Like you say, you're busy all year round, but give us an idea of what's going to happen. It all starts tomorrow at noon. What will you be doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow we will start out with our graveside memorial service for Mr. Joseph Lee Haywood at the cemetery across from the high school, and that'll be noon. It kind of starts our celebration for us. It sets the tone. It's a celebration of Mr. Haywood and his sacrifices, and how everyday people can be the best heroes and stick up for their community and the importance of community. And then we will have, I believe, a ribbon cutting for our new bleachers that are installed and up and running and looking bright and shiny and new. And then, of course, we'll have our distinguished Joseph Lee Haywood Service Award banquet.
When's the ribbon cutting?
The ribbon cutting will be at 3 p.m.
3 o'clock tomorrow?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I guess I wasn't paying attention at the meeting. I do remember something about it, you know, but yeah. I'm glad you gave me the correct. Where's the location? That's a joke. That's a joke.
Well, I'm hoping you'll be at our bleachers tomorrow at 3 p.m., Wayne.
Okay. And who's in charge of the ribbon cutting? Deb?
Ooh, I think that is our rodeo crew and Deb Anthony, yes.
Okay. All right. We'll be hearing from her on Friday, I believe.
Oh, very good.
So that's tomorrow at 3. Thank mm-hmm. you for reminding me. Okay. So you took pictures at the gravesite.
Yep, we'll do the graveside memorial service, and then we'll do the ribbon cutting, and then Wednesday evening we'll have the Joseph Lee Haywood Distinguished Service Award banquet at the Northfield Ballroom. So that'll be fun with Noel and Lois Stratmoen as our recipients this year. We're pretty excited about that.
So then what? What do you do on Thursday?
Thursday, we will start out with, I believe, the Giddy Up Horsey Race at 5. And then the pedal tractor pull will be going on about the same time. And then I will sneak over to the Northfield Historical Society for their reception for the graphic novel Shot All to Hell. And then we will also have, I'll sneak over to First National Bank because they'll be doing selfies with the Raiders. So bring your cell phone. We'll have some Raiders there. We have a great backdrop. You can take your own pictures of our wonderful Raiders. Get up close and personal with them.
At what time?
That is from 6 to 8.
Wow. Okay.
And we will also, I'll also sneak over to Thunder Alley, which will be race cars, snowmobiles, I believe semis that race. So that'll be a great event.
I think motorcycles might be there, too. And that will be in front of what they call the reunion now between 5th and 6th on Division. Okay.
And then I'll also be hopefully capturing people enjoying the wonderful food there on Bridge Square, enjoying themselves, reminiscing, catching up with people for Townie Night, as well as the Entertainment Center for the music and conversation that we'll have there, along with some wonderful beverages.
Wow, that's going to be busy. Now, do you go to, by the way, we're talking to a young lady by the name of Bridget Helcock, and she is employed at the First National Bank, the bank that was robbed, and they're evidently working with you to give you time to do all this stuff, huh?
I'm on my lunch.
Okay, a long lunch. All right. And do you ever go over to, like, the bingo stand and take a...
Oh, of course.
Take a picture. Wouldn't it be great to be able to see a little kid get bingo?
I try my best.
Yeah, but you have to hang around forever.
Well, not too long. There's a lot of winners there. Another great function of the bingo hall is it's a great way to say hello to our Northfield Fire and Rescue Squad. Give them a high five, thank them for everything they do, and take some great pictures of them, even if they don't want their picture taken.
Oh, yeah, they're so modest. And do you go around and take pictures at any of the concessions or just the people or the fountain?
Well, I do like to feature our concessionaires as well. Sometimes they'll pose for me. Sometimes they'll display their food, which is a great opportunity because once we get it up on our Facebook page and our website, then we can make sure everybody knows all the wonderful things that we have here to offer at Defeated Jesse James Days.
And that Thursday, do you stay till the bitter end?
I try my best to stay to the bitter end, yes.
No, how do you get around?
We have some wonderful businesses in town and people as well that donate their ATVs, their all-terrain vehicles, four-wheelers, gators, like SEMA, Minnesota Ag Group, to name a few. I've actually used my personal vehicle a few times and the gator from Castleview Farms. So it's come in handy. That's about the only way that I can get around and make it to everything. So thank you, sponsors.
Okay, now it's Friday.
Friday, we're going to go to the elementary schools, which is super fun. I love seeing all those kids getting excited about our activities. And hopefully, we are breeding some good volunteerism. And as they get older, they'll want to join our Happy Defeat family. And then we will go to Three Links, Northfield Retirement Center, the Senior Center. It's a great time. You know, with young and old, we love to see them all.
You know what's funny about that is that you have this son that's a senior. Today's his first day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen your son since he was born. Well, actually, you've been on 13 years.
Yeah, so since I joined the committee,
yeah,
he's
since I've
he's
seen
been
him
there.
Since he's 5 years old, okay? And now he's a big senior, and you go, holy cow, time does fly. So now on Friday, that's where we're at, right?
Right.
Okay, so we're at the schools, and then to the entertainment center for lunch, and then to the schools and to retirement centers. And then what do you do Friday after that?
Then I try to make it over to the arena for the craft sales there. Try to get more pictures of people enjoying our festivities, you know, snacking on some corn dogs, some great stuff from the pork producer's booth. Just enjoying each other's company and having fun and celebrating community. And then I will also do some more candid photos in the entertainment center, people enjoying the music, because that'll be going on throughout the day and evening. And then I will be in my spot waiting for those bank raid reenactments.
Is that an annual event in your spot?
I move around, actually, okay. So I can get different angles. And each raid, there tends to be a different raider. They all kind of portray the same parts, but they move around and they play multiple parts. So it's nice to get different angles and different shots of them portraying the James Younger gang.
Every time this time of the year, I get so down because I wish I could still be riding because it is a rush. It is a real rush.
Yeah.
And then I could come up to you and say, hey, be sure you get a whole bunch of pictures of me.
I think we've had that conversation before.
We probably have had, yeah. Well, when I was General Cherry, you did a number of pictures. So now we're talking Friday night at the Entertainment Center. And by now you're pretty exhausted, I would assume.
Nope, because now I'm heading over to the rodeo.
On Friday night, you're going over to the rodeo. Okay. And at the rodeo, what you know, are you the one that likes to do the bucking horses and the bulls?
I will be photographing the bucking horses and the bulls. I wish that they would let me in the arena for those photos, but it's a little too dangerous. So I try to find, again, different spots, different angles. I'm trying to find the best spots just so I can get all the action and hopefully get some great shots of the cowboys that are here riding for our entertainment.
Do you wear a hat with a little thing in the...
The media hat?
Yeah, it says, I'm a reporter.
No, no. I think my committee shirt gives me the access that I need.
All right. Do you ever get a picture of a really good-looking cowboy?
I have gotten a few of those.
You know, the one that has the build and the belt buckle and the hat and the face, you know, the no fat. And,
yeah, we've had some really amazing talent riding with Sutton Rodeos for us. So it's pretty fun getting all their picture and getting to know them. They're not real talkative during the rodeo, so you got to catch them when they're not competing. Yeah. But they're a great bunch of peeps.
What about the kids that ride the lambs?
Ooh, the muttons.
Yeah.
That is a good time. You know, they all seem pretty amped up, and then once they get close to that sheep, they get a little hesitant. But it is a great time. I love the kids that all of a sudden, you know, they get, you know, thrown off the sheep, and they're a little shaken, and they're like, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
It's always a great time watching those big smiles, especially when they get the cool, you know, if they get a buckle or a bandana or whatever the prize may be, they're pretty excited to be out there.
What about the carnival? Do you take far away pictures of the carnival?
I do love to catch pictures of the Ferris wheel.
Reflection.
Reflecting on the Cannon River. That's always a great time. And then just getting kids' faces as they're riding the ride. You know, it's just pure enjoyment. That's always a great time. And I have done some shots from the Ferris wheel, which is a good time as well.
Yeah.
It's a great view.
22 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. Remember, folks, it is Tuesday morning, and you're listening to the Wayne Eddy Affair. My guest this morning is Bridget Halcock, and we are going to be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Are you tired of that icky old shower, crumbling old tile, or outdated bathtub? Rebath can help in as little as one day. Rebath is locally owned and would be glad to meet with you for a free estimate. Call us today at 1-800-BATH-TUB to turn that old bathroom into new.
How wet do you
think
Ames Park is?
Live the legend and throw axes with your friends at the all-new Battle Axe Pub. Visit Magic, the live unicorn, hug a kangaroo, pet an African porcupine, or hand-feed a grape to a ring-tailed lemur. Soar over the crowd at the Wizards Flight School Zipline. Have a blast at the new Bow Blast competition. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Family fun for one and all. Weekends through September 30th. Discount tickets at Super America, Cobb, Menards, Dunn Brothers, and at renaissancefest.com.
Now get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands.
Name this tune.
Ooh, I don't know the title.
Where you went, it's better than sun comes shining through.
Drawn a blank.
Well, Wild Bill Haley had the original. Here comes.
And I believe them, so you never will not on hold.
It's called the Shake,
Rattle and Roll. Should have known that one, darn it.
I did shake, rattle and roll.
I'm not
cake, round and roll.
Oh, boy, I remember dancing to that song. You weren't even thought of back then, but it is already 24 minutes after 10 o'clock, and my guest this morning is the official photographer for the Defeated Jesse James Day Committee. Please remember that the committee is the largest all-volunteer community celebration, certainly in Minnesota, and the third largest celebration altogether. Now, Bridget, I can remember when you requested some help in regards to a camera. And now, in all the years that you've been doing this, how many cameras have you gone through?
One personal camera, and we are on our second committee camera.
Okay, now what kind of a camera do you use for the camera bugs out there?
I shoot Nikon. There's really not a lot of difference between Nikons and Canons. They all shoot wonderful and fabulous. It's just where the controls are on the side of the camera, either on the back side or the top. So you just have to go with your comfort zone.
And do you have different lenses for it?
I do have different lenses. I have different flash heads. I kind of like using a pretty good zoom for the bank raids if I want to focus in on the cowboys to get their reactions. There have been times where I've used two cameras for the raids and just, you know, rotated back and forth trying to get different angles. But Sandy said that was a lot of pictures.
So. Yeah. How many pictures? I remember somebody mentioned, Nick, might have been you. How many pictures do you take over the course of the Defeated Jesse James Days?
Last year it was over 7,000.
Oh, my God. No wonder Sandy said that's too many.
Because she looks through them all and creates our fabulous video. So, yeah, it's quite the task for her. So I apologize for
wow.
that. But there's just so many things going on, and they're just great, wonderful events. I don't want to miss anything. And I think we kind of need to tell a story.
How many of those do you print of the 7,000?
We don't print them anymore. We just use them on social media and the website.
But I remember a handful being on the...
Yep. When Sandy does the video, sometimes she prints a few of them just to get the timing right because she puts the photos to music for our video, which is always really fun to see.
Yeah. And man, 7,000, that's a lot of smile. Say cheese.
Right. And honestly, I do like to get a lot of candids too, so I may not ask you to smile. I might just quick snap the photo and then ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah. Do you have anybody that has ever walked up to you and said, I want that erased, do not use it?
I have.
What do you do?
Then I delete it.
Do you tell them, you're out in the public, I can take your picture?
Well, I try to respect their wishes, too. I have had a few people that before they saw me with the camera, and they just politely asked me not to take their picture.
Okay.
For various reasons. And I totally get it. I understand. You want to protect your kids. You want to protect your family. Or you're just not comfortable being on that end of the lens. I know I'm not comfortable on that end of the lens.
I'll bet you that you get more people that say, hey, take my picture.
I do get a lot of people. Some people think that I work for the Northfield News, and they think they're going to get in the newspaper. So I will get asked, when will they see the photo in the newspaper? I'll say, well, you'll see it on our Defeated Jesse James Day's Facebook page and our website.
Why don't you tell them you can just tune to KYMN Radio. See what the reaction will be. It's a 1080 or 95.1. I would imagine that KYMN's webmaster probably uses some of your photos
yes.
for KYMN.
I do send
a link or whatever you call all that.
I do send photos to KYMN as well because we want to make sure that everybody is feeling the love and everyone's included. And that way we can make sure we reach a broader audience.
No, it's Sunday morning.
Oh, no, we skipped Saturday.
Oh, we did? Oh, yeah. Saturday morning, where are you?
Saturday morning, I start out with the Rotary bike race.
Okay.
So I think that's like a 1 mile, 5 mile, 10 mile, 15 mile
okay.
bike race. And they start as early as, I think, registration's at 6:30.
Okay.
And then we move on to the kitty parade. Lineup, I believe, is at Econo or Family Fresh.
Family Fair, I believe.
Family Fair at 8:30. Yeah. And then I will head over to the Raider Derby and watch those fabulous cars go down the hill and make the corner and cross the finish line.
Now, let's pause right there. When you first, that was introduced about 4 years ago, I think. And when you first, did you go there the first time?
I did. I thought it was pretty exciting.
And were you pretty amazed at what is going on?
I was. I was very amazed that there was no engines in those cars. I'm like, it's just motion.
Yeah.
And just the look on the kids' faces when they can make that corner and not crash into a straw bale, that's kind of exciting. It's pretty fun to watch their reaction and then figure out what they're going to do for next year to make it better.
And they even have an announcer there.
They do.
And they even have a stopwatch that they broadcast to the people on the street that are watching about when it starts right in front of St. John's on 3rd Street, and it goes downhill, and then you take a right at the first block, mm-hmm. and then you go down one block, and you take a left, and then the finish line is by that warehouse, that white warehouse down there. And they actually have stopwatches, and they actually broadcast over the PA system on Susie's time, and number 20 was 1.53 or whatever, and it's really fun.
Yep, and you'll often see either Monty Nelson or Officer Ducat's there with their radar gun timing the cars, mm-hmm. which is always a great time.
Do you ever go up to the top and see how they're putting it all together and registering and all that?
Yep. I do try to get pictures of every aspect of the event. So from the very beginning where it all starts to the very end, the people involved and the people that are taking part, it's always fun to watch the kids show off their cars. Or we've had some people where it was a father and a son duo using the same car, and then they both won, which is pretty exciting.
Good car.
Very good car.
Okay, so that's Saturday morning, mm-hmm. and now it's getting to be towards noon. What do you do from the go-kart, not the, I call it?
The Raider Derby?
Soapbox Derby. Mm-hmm. Can't use it. It's illegal. The Raider Derby. What do you do after that?
Then I try to sneak over to the car show.
Oh.
And get some really good shots of the fabulous cars that are there. And they have such great categories, just different categories. And they have rat rods. They have classic cars. They have newer cars. And there's just fun people that are there. They bring their chairs. They sit down. They talk to the spectators. Some bring their kids. Some bring their puppies. It's a good time. There's even food and refreshments down there. It's just fun seeing all those wonderful vehicles.
Is it hard for you to pick out which one that you want to take a picture of?
I could be at that all day taking pictures, unfortunately I have to move on. So then I'll try to sneak over to the rodeo and see what's happening over there, maybe get some behind-the-scenes photos of the livestock, maybe of the Suttons getting set up, and then I will head over for the 11 o'clock bank raid reenactment. And then from that, I will try to head down to the Riverfront or the Riverwalk Arts Festival. And then I will try to head over to Central Park and get
now,
that craft.
So, when you go down to that festival, which is just beautiful when you're on the bridge or even the pedestrian bridge and look down along the river, all these beautiful tents and displays, do you have a hard time picking out which one you want, or do you just take a slug of them?
I take a lot of photos, different angles, and I try getting the people that are involved, the artisans themselves, because that's part of the story itself. And I try to keep it different each year. I don't want to keep showcasing the same one. I don't want to play favorites because everybody needs to get their due. And the ones that actually can sit down and chat with me and talk about their product, that's really cool too, because then I kind of get more of a feel of what they're trying to do with their product or their art. I'm an artist myself, so I kind of tend to spend a little more time down there than some of the other craft sales. So I'm going to work on that. I'm going to fix that.
What is a better picture in your mind? If I'm on the 4th Street Bridge and I take a picture downriver, which is actually upriver, but to the 2nd Street Bridge. If I'm on the 4th Street Bridge, I'm going to see all the color and the beautiful flowers that the garden club or the city maintains. That's a great shot. Or am I going to go over and then get the pedestrian bridge in that shot? Then I'm going to go over to the pedestrian bridge and shoot south, and I'll have the dam. Which one do you like?
It depends on the time of day and where the sun is, because that'll change the whole feeling of it, and then you'll get a better picture. But I'm a nature girl, so as much as I love the history of the dam, I think it's pretty awesome that it's still there. I do like the foliage going towards the north.
Okay. And do you ever get the ducks going over the...
Oh, the ducks, the duck race on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yes, well, I do.
We can get to that. Okay, so now, are you going to go back to the next raid?
I will do all of the raids at different positions.
Okay.
And luckily enough, my senior is going to be portraying Nicholas Gustafson again this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Are you going to load him up with a bottle of whiskey?
No, gosh, no. That's, nope, we won't do that.
There's an old story that Nicholas Gustafson was drunk at the time, and it's been portrayed by relatives, etc., that that's not true.
Correct.
And so I said that for a little lack of... Like, I thought, you never mind. You know, he's 18 years old.
And, well, actually, he's only 17.
17.
Yeah, he's pretty excited.
Yeah. I played that role at one time.
Oh, you did?
Cool. Oh, I'd love to die. excuse my snort, but I just took me a while to die.
Oh.
So that's kind of cool that your son is doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're going to get some good
I've heard
shots,
he's pretty good at dying. That's what they tell me.
Good. What about after the raids or in between them? Are you doing the grazing area? Or
I'm still running around Bridge Square and capturing people, enjoying themselves, enjoying the festivities, whatever food that they're consuming. I'm running in the entertainment center to see if there's anybody, you know, having a great time listening to music, dancing, or even just catching up with friends.
How about the cornhole contest?
Cornhole tournament will be going on Saturday as well. Yep, I try to get pictures of that. It's hard, though, because there's a lot of people, and you have to avoid the bags. You don't want to get hit with the bag. And I wouldn't want to mess up anybody's game. They might be having the winning round.
Well, I was wondering if you ever caught a hand being extended in the bag in the air.
That is actually one of my favorite things to try to catch.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I'm thinking like a photographer.
You are.
After you do all that, then, of course, you got the Saturday afternoon rodeo.
Correct.
And then what about Saturday night? Or what am I missing?
Well, after the 5 o'clock raid, we are going to have our beard contest, and that will be right where we have the bank raids at. Jennifer from Nevaeh is one of our sponsors. She's going to bring in her mobile salon, so we'll be operating out of that. We will have the beard growing contest, which you had to be clean shaven by July 28th. I believe we have 7 contestants in that. So we're going to see how follically gifted everybody is and how full their beard came in. And then we also have 5 other categories that didn't require any type of shaving. There was the Henry Wheeler push broom mustache, the Cole Younger lamb chop sideburns, and the Jesse James goatee, and the Joseph Lee Haywood full beard and mustache. And then we also had a custom division where if you could grow giant curls and flows and anything creative like that, if you like to wax the corners and such, we have that category as well.
Do you have contestants in all of those?
I actually don't have anyone signed up for the custom class, which really surprised me.
Yeah, okay. I've seen some around town.
I know. I'm hoping that there'll be some walk-on registration.
So, men, ladies aren't allowed, are they?
I will not discriminate.
Okay. So, people that have custom beards with the wax on the, and just you use your beard and your mustache to display some creativity, mm-hmm. you can come down and win what? A plaque?
We have fabulous prizes.
Fabulous prizes. We'll leave it at that.
And bragging rights.
And when is that?
That is Saturday, starting after the last raid, so like 5:30-ish.
Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And then what are you going to do Saturday night?
That will be the rodeo.
Okay.
Always love the Sutton Rodeo.
Yeah.
And then I will head back to the entertainment center for Chad Johnson.
Okay. And see if you can get in.
I know. Last year it was a little tough to get up to the stage and get photos, but.
And folks, I got to tell you right now, please come to the entertainment center, whether it is Thursday night, Tony night, Friday night, or Saturday night, and then bring your ID. I remember when I was the chairman of the golf tournament, I would have a feed from the quarterback club for those that participated in the tournament at the entertainment center and roped it off. And this guy comes in with his wife, and he's younger than I am, but not a whole bunch. And they asked his wife for her ID. And she said, well, it's in my purse, which is in the car. And he says, well, you have to have an ID. Do you know where we had to park to get down here? You have to have an ID. And there was an unhappy couple. And there were friends of theirs that were unhappy because they wouldn't let a woman, let's just say over 60, in the beer garden without her ID. So bring your ID. And it's done by a security firm that defeated Jesse James Day Secures to do exactly that, so we aren't serving any minors whatsoever. And we haven't had any trouble at the entertainment center ever.
Nope.
So, okay, that's Saturday night. Now what are you doing Sunday morning?
Well, one thing I should mention, too, is parking. We have shuttle buses available that will get you around. So make sure that you use the shuttle buses. I believe we're... The parking is at Post Brands, formerly known as Multimill, and maybe Allflex again this year over on the other end of town. So there'll be numerous spots that you can pick up the bus and go places and not have to worry about parking, which will be really awesome.
Great.
And so Sunday morning, we're going to start out with the Northfield Shares 5K run, 5 and 15K run. And that'll start, I believe, at what is now Armory Square. I think that's where registration is. And that is a great event. I'm hoping that some of our Raiders will be there for the shotgun start. And then I will take pictures along the route and end up at the finish line taking pictures of all the different age groups that come across. It's pretty fun to see the little kids as well as the big kids, the young and the old, and whether people are... I remember one year there was a woman that was pushing a stroller, and she was about 8 or 9 months pregnant that did the run, and she beat me.
Okay.
She was fast.
Too, yeah.
And I will also stop into the VFW for their Sunday morning breakfast, which is a great bargain and a lot of really good food. I will also head over to the rodeo site where the antique tractor and truck pull will be going on. That's a really awesome event. And I'm hoping that they get some more big trucks in there because that's pretty cool to see all the smoke come out. And seeing the tractors, of course, is awesome. I love a really good antique tractor. And then I will head over to the middle school for the visiting ambassador brunch, which is great to see all those smiling faces from all of our local communities surrounding Northfield.
Well, if you call St. Louis Park and Cambridge and local,
they come from all over.
Yeah, and a lot of floats and a great picture opportunity, obviously, for an overall view of how many people are in that cafeteria.
Right. Yep. And we line all of the visiting ambassadors up and take a group photo.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, up against the wall. Okay, and that takes leadership. Like herding cats sometimes.
Well, I usually apologize for being bossy that morning, but sometimes it has to be done to get the job done.
And then
I will head downtown for our 12:30 raid. Unfortunately, I missed the 11 o'clock raid because we're with the visiting ambassadors, but I think it's a good trade-off. Okay. And then after the 12:30 raid, which is our last raid of the celebration, then I will head and grab Canon photos of parade lineup and everybody getting places and getting their last-minute food while they're waiting on the bleachers for our grand parade to start at 2 p.m.
And then
after the grand parade, I will head into the entertainment center for, I'm hoping that the bagpipes will play again this year. And then we will try to take our family photo on the stage.
Well, and by then, you're pretty exhausted.
By then, we're getting close to 6 o'clock. And yes, then it's time to go home.
Yep. Everybody get together. Let's smile. Get her done in two shots. Let's do it. Come on. Hey, Mike, get over here. Bill, get over. Hey, where's Sue?
We try to get as many of
everybody
there.
Some people are, slow in responding.
Well, other people are picking up their events, too. So the parade is, they're trying to gather all their bearings.
Yeah.
So, some of our James Younger gang members are loading up their horses and their trailers, trying to get them home and get them settled. So as many as we can get there, we're just happy that they're there.
Well, Bridget, I have to say you did a very nice job this morning.
Thank you, Wayne.
I really appreciate it. You're very knowledgeable. And
I hope I didn't forget any events.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. and I'm sitting here thinking, what did, you know, I, You reminded me of so many of the events. Yeah, I can't think of any. Oh, what's the entertainment between raids? Isn't there some entertainment?
I know in the past we've had the Northfield Dance Academy do a few things. I'm not quite sure for this year. Oh, one thing we did forget is the Northfield Historical Society reception Thursday night.
Yep, you mentioned that.
Oh, I did. Okay, good.
Yep, you did a great job, Bridget. I have to admit it. Now, you're on the committee.
I am
on the committee. You're on the board of directors. Mm-hmm. Is this your final year?
This is my final year.
Okay. Point number seven, there's a meeting tonight.
Correct.
And what do you think that will go like?
Well, the meeting before celebration is actually a pretty lively one. We see people that we haven't seen kind of, you know, for about a year. You know, they just kind of come out of the woodwork, which is great. It's good to see everybody. And I think everyone will be super excited to see each other and talk about the last minute details, finalize the last minute details. It's line up more volunteers, and we're always looking for new family members. So if someone's interested in becoming a volunteer with DaVita Jesse James Days, please look for someone in a blue shirt and we'll get your information, and we look forward to seeing you.
Yep. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Bridget.
Thank you.
All right. Go back to work now, I suppose?
Yep, I'll be going back to work.
All righty. Thank you. Bridget Holcock, my guest here on the Wayne Eddy Affair. And we have a guest named Felix that will be on right after this important timeout.
Live the legend and throw axes with your friends at the all-new Battle Axe Pub. Visit Magic, the live unicorn, hug a kangaroo, pet an African porcupine, or hand-feed a grape to a ring-tailed lemur. Soar over the crowd at the Wizards Flight School Zipline. Have a blast at the new Bow Blast Competition. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Family fun for one and all. Weekends through September 30th. Discount tickets at Super America, Cobb, Menards, Dunn Brothers, and at RenaissanceFest.com.
It was raining the day you left me. Did you
It was raining, the title of the tune on 1080 Radio on the Wayne Eddy Affair, as performed by Devil Doll and from their album Queen of Pain. We are going to have something special coming up at 11 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. It seems like Monday. And a special edition of 15 with the Author will air today due to the Labor Day holiday. The phrase live long and prosper may have originated as a Vulcan greeting by Spock on the original Star Trek TV show. But Terry Knight's guest today, Dan Buettner, is the expert on living longer and prospering with good health and happiness. Dan is out with his latest book called The Blue Zones of Happiness, revealing the secrets of the world's happiest places. He discusses the three strands of happiness. Dan will also be appearing September 24th at the Northfield Middle School. He will be hosted by Northfield Shares. The talk is free, but you need to register. So go to northfieldshares.org to register. Northfield Shares is all one word. It is 13 minutes before 11 o'clock, and Felix is here. Hi, Felix.
Hi, Wayne.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good.
And Wilson is your last name.
That is correct.
And please use that mic nice and close. I appreciate all it. Right. So are you going to be in the beard contest?
I will.
That beard has been grown since July 28th?
You're going
to be in what?
I'm going to be in the Distinguished Beard.
Okay.
And then I'm going to also be in the Custom.
Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to, from Distinguished, are you going to do some shaving and have it custom?
I'm going to just kind of cut it up a little bit. And for the Custom, I'm getting some beard wax.
Okay.
I'm going to try and do something a little weird.
Okay, well, weird works.
Oh, yeah.
And you, Felix, what is your responsibility in the DaVita Jesse James Days?
Well, I've got quite a few. I've got AEDs. I've got the Wasp and Hornet.
Let me see as you talked about them, all right, in case. Felix AEDs, what is that?
That's the defibrillators.
Yeah, what did you do there?
I have to maintain them, and then I also have to bring them to the entertainment center and the rodeo to ensure that we actually have those on site.
All right, Felix Wilson, Wasp and Hornet Patrol.
Yep.
What is that?
With that, I help maintain the wasp and hornet and long leg population so that no one gets stung during our event.
How do you do that?
I have traps and bait that I put out, and it's a very messy job.
But it seems to work.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, I remember when there were hundreds of wasps or bees or whatever you want to call them hovering over the trash barrels, and I think the trash barrels are emptied quite a bit. What are the little red things on your nameplate?
On each of them, I have a sticker that says "Give Blood Today."
Oh,
because I like to advocate giving blood. Because my mom, she was actually in a car accident, and she needed, I think it was 8 pints or something like that, because she was super low, and they said if they didn't give her that blood, that she would have died.
Mm.
So ever since then, I've given blood, my dad's given blood, my sister's given blood, and we try and advocate it to everybody else that if you can, please give blood.
Okay, very, very noble thing to do. 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, what do you have others that are different than the two I'm looking at here?
I've got a tractor pull. I help out with that. I've got rodeo parking. I have helped out with many parts of the rodeo.
Wow.
I love helping out everybody as much as I can.
Have you ever had any old people help you park cars at an event?
Not really.
You mean you don't consider me old?
No.
Really?
Oh, you're young.
Yeah, remember when you said you didn't have, you could use help, and I said, I'll be glad to do it. And so you were my boss and told me where to go.
Oh, yeah, and I enjoyed that because you and me, we sat at the end for a little bit, and we BS'd. And I always enjoy talking with you. It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah. What else you got there?
I've got one that I call Cartman.
What does Cartman do?
Cartman, that position is generally during the parade. I'll be on the street behind everybody, carting all of the banner carriers.
Oh, okay.
That way they actually can get where they need to go.
Okay, I get what that is.
Then I've got my beer bearer.
You got your beer bearer. What does that mean?
Beer bearer is the position that I coined, basically, for when I'm in the entertainment center and I'm serving beer.
Okay, so you'll go to the classes and all that?
Yep.
Okay.
I make sure every year that I go, that way I'm squared away.
Yeah, you have more?
I have one more, raid traffic.
What does raid traffic mean?
I make sure that when we're doing our raids, that we don't have any cars going in there.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So you wear 7 hats over the years.
Yeah.
How long have you been involved?
This year it'll be 10 years.
Okay. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, Felix, at 8 minutes before 11 o'clock, your dad is Steve Wilson.
That's correct.
And he's been a contributor and a member of the board of directors over the years, takes care of a lot of things. And I saw him at one function the other day that I was at. And I told him, I said, Steve, you're the man. I've never seen anybody volunteer for all of the activities. You can always count on Steve being there. And evidently, he's raising his children the same way.
Oh, yeah. Since I can remember, we've always been the, I'm to it.
Yeah. Did you, were you at the coronation for Miss Defeated Jesse James Days?
That one I had to miss so that I could do my training.
Oh, yeah.
That way,
that's right. It was that night. Yeah.
Yeah. That way I could actually make sure I was able to.
You grew that beer since July 28th?
No.
No. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. We already established that. I'm just.
If I grew this beard by then, I'd probably be doing better than my dad.
Yeah. But I don't remember when I last saw you last Tuesday. For some reason, I'm not paying attention to the beard. And so, but today,
well, it has been a part of the entire accoutrement.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a security guard.
Where?
Over at McLean.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you secure?
Basically, we make sure that people who are supposed to be in there come in, and anyone who is not supposed to, we try and make sure that they get cleared if they need to come in. And we just make sure that everyone who's allowed in, who has a pass or has the right and proper paperwork, actually can get in and do what they need to.
So McLean's is the former Fairway?
Yes.
Okay. Now, back when they were around, I would walk in there through the little bridge thing.
At the Skyway?
Skyway. And I just would go in and see Bill Farmer or Cleetell or whomever was there. And I didn't have any visitor's pass or anybody stop me and ask me. So if I went in there now with that attitude, and I didn't have any appointment.
What would probably happen with me is I would walk up to you and go, "What, Wayne, why are you here?"
Okay.
And I'd bring you into the secretary, and we would talk about what you need to do, where you're supposed to be, who you need to talk to, and then I would have to escort you to there and then escort you out.
Okay. So do you get a lot of foreign visitors at all?
We get quite a few.
You do?
Yep.
And
a lot of them are either green carded or they have immigrated here.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the ones that I've met have been from Russia, Ukraine, Georgia. What's the other one?
Are they like sales representatives? Or
no, they are all truck drivers.
Oh, okay.
And they, I mean, they're really good guys.
Yeah.
There's actually one that's now a regular who I like to talk to, and he's from Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
and he said that it's pretty much just like Minnesota, and he loves being in the area, and he actually moved to Mendota Heights because of that.
Are you going to go to the gravesite service and go to the banquet?
I will.
Okay. Yeah. What about Thursday? What will you be doing?
Thursday? Yeah, let's look at this.
He has stuff written down, little memos. Thursday, Tony night.
Yeah, Thursday I'll be helping my dad out a little bit with a couple of things he's doing. And I'll be running around basically on call for any B-traps that might be needed.
Okay. What about Friday?
Friday I will be at the rodeo.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to be helping out, probably doing the beer serving, so I'll be beer bearer there.
Okay.
And then I generally like to go to the Friday one because that's the Salute the Troops one.
We are going to take a break and come back. Our guest this morning is Felix Wilson. He's a man of 8 different stripes. I'll tell you, he's a busy guy.
You thought you could make a midnight run to the store for a loaf of bread. What you got was a minor fender bender instead. I'm State Farm Agent Mark Quinnell in Northfield, and I know that accidents can happen anytime. That's why we give you 24-hour good neighbor service, so night or day, help is just a phone call away. For your insurance and financial needs, phone me, State Farm Agent Mark Quinnell, at 645-4545.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, Twins fans. This is Jennifer Novak with the law firm of Grundhoffer & Lutescher in downtown Northfield. I joined Grundhoffer & Lutescher last summer, and like the rest of the team, I am committed to providing outstanding legal representation. Having grown up in nearby Lonsdale, I feel especially proud to go to bat for the people of Northfield and the surrounding communities. My specialties include family law, criminal law, and business law. Here at Grundhoffer & Lutescher, we always strive for a home run for our clients, so stop on in or find us online at www.northfieldlaw.com.
We're back on the Wayne Eddy Affair at 2.5 minutes before 11 o'clock. My guest this morning is Felix Wilson. He's a man that wears 8 different hats, minimal, and he just handed me something he wrote down while he was in the green room. He wrote my name, Wayne Eddy, in Greek. Then he has it printed out by hand in Russian. Excuse me?
That would be runic.
Runic. Okay. Yep. What is runic?
That is the bass part for Gaelic and Irish.
Oh, okay. Well, that fits me then, because my grandmother came from Ireland. Then you have English, and then what's that? Looks like a guy in jail's writing off time.
That one is Olamgat.
What is is that some TV thing?
That is ancient language that is prior to Sumerian.
Oh, sure.
And that one is written a lot in the Middle East.
Okay.
It's one of the dead languages that I study.
Okay. All right. Now, I got to ask you, how much does that vest over there weigh?
Too much.
What is that? I see buttons that I recognize on there from a while back.
Now,
you got to stay on mic.
Yeah, this vest I wear every weekend, and I have buttons from, 1975.
Hey, that's the year I was general chairman.
Really?
Yeah. Right, or co-chair, and then 76.
And on the front, I've got all these ribbons for our good friends.
I'm sure
you remember this.
Shelly Brady.
Yep, I've got that one.
That's a purple one.
And then I've got Smart Ride.
What's a black one for?
The black one?
Is there a black ribbon? A red one, excuse me. I just saw the
back. That one is for Dan Freeman.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow. If you need any help with some old buttons, let me know.
Oh, I'm always looking.
Yeah, come out and we can go through the stuff that I have that I'm not going to use. Good price on it, too. Go ahead. One last thing, because we've got to get going here.
And I've got all of these up here.
What are they for?
This is for the various cancers. My family, we've been advocates for anything against cancer, because my family, we've got many members of the family who have had cancer and have beaten it. So I have a ribbon for each type.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. Thank you, Felix.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Your dad did a nice job and set a good example for you, Steve. He was on the board of directors for quite a few years.
Yes, he was.
And he did. You must have really be proud of him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm immensely proud of him.
Well, I have to bid you farewell and get the show on the road with the 15 with the author, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Felix Wilson, my guest here this morning on the Wayne Eddy Affair. This is KYMN 1080 AM since September 27th, 1968. And, of course, now The One, 95.1 FM.
It's time for 15 with the author, hosted by Terry Knight. Join Terry as she opens the cover on a different book each week and talks with the author about their book, their life, and their message. Take a deeper look under the cover with Terry.
The phrase, live long and prosper, may have originated as a Vulcan greeting by Spock on the original Star Trek, but my guest today, Dan Buettner, is the expert on living longer and prospering with good health and happiness. Dan is out with his latest book, The Blue Zones of Happiness, revealing the secrets of the world's happiest places. Dan has traveled the world, discovering where people have lived the longest, what their secrets are. He'll be sharing those with us in Northfield on September 24th. We'll talk about that more coming up. In the meantime, I have to preface this interview in that we had some technical difficulties with Dan's audio. We start, as I have asked him, what are the best models for public health care?
Their focus from just economic development to specifically improving quality of life. And what that means, for the most part, is they focus on good quality public health, making sure that people aren't getting infectious diseases or getting chronic diseases. In the United States here, we're good at infectious diseases, but we kind of let things go when it comes to heart attacks and cancer and diabetes, and then pay all the money to fix them after they happen. Whereas in Costa Rica, for example, they're every man, woman, and child. In fact, in Costa Rica, Singapore, and Denmark, every man, woman, and child has the right to a visit every year from a health expert who catches a disease before it's a three-alarm fire. Mm-hmm. They put a big emphasis on education. Teachers are paid well, and almost every child knows how to read. Mm-hmm. And we're slipping a little bit in that in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of social services for people who are mentally ill or people who are poor aren't just thought of as kind of an afterthought, but they are a basic human right.